the governor has been working closely with legislative leaders in order to ensure that we've got this consensus to move forward on several specific items for a special session. Governor's been clear from the get-go that we've got to have that consensus on these items in order to determine what a special session would include. Governor is focused on passing a comprehensive jobs package as well as then reforming our tax credit programs to ensure that that we can pay for these additional investments and ensure the continued fiscal responsibility that that we've had for the last 2.5 years. There are a number of items that are included as part of the special session, including enacting what's called MOSIRA, which is the Missouri Science and Innovation Reinvestment Act that would encourage the growth of science and innovation businesses in Missouri, enacting the Compete Missouri Initiative so we make sure that we have appropriate training programs in place and we have an efficient use of our business development incentives, as well as enacting the legislation so we can develop this international air cargo hub at Lambert, a project that could potentially create thousands of jobs during construction and thousands of jobs once it's up and running.
When you say a consensus is in place now, is that to say that there's an agreement on a bill yet on any of these issues?
Well, by consensus, we mean that we've communicated closely enough with legislators, legislative leaders, and key legislators to know that these are bills and issues that we can move forward. And so we certainly look forward to continuing the communication with and close working with our legislative leaders to get these bills passed.
And do you know anything, Scott, specifically about the issue of tax credits, reforming those, what that might look like or what kind of reforms might be happening there?
Well, we certainly want to continue the work that was started by the Bipartisan Tax Credit Review Commission, which wrapped up its work about 9 or 10 months ago, to look at modifying or eliminating several tax credit programs that are not producing a substantial return on investment for taxpayers. We appreciate the work that this commission did last year, and we believe that they came out with many good recommendations on closely examining what tax credits are producing a return on investment for taxpayers. We want to also, in addition to that tax credit reform, we want to be able to increase the efficiency of collections by the Missouri Department of Revenue and to authorize this brief tax amnesty program in 2012.
Of course, a special session held last year, and that was also on jobs-related issues. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the results that came from the work that was done last year in a special session were enough for the state that you would turn around and say, okay, that it worked last year, let's do this again? Or do you think that we got the results statewide that you wanted last year out of that special session?
We got excellent results from the special session that Governor Nixon called in 2010. At that time, he called the legislature back into session to pass the Automotive Jobs Manufacturing Act, as well as to reform the state pension program. Legislature passed both of those. We're talking about thousands of jobs for automotive manufacturing suppliers and dealers across the state. And in January of 2011, Ford announced it was going to be investing at least $400 million in the Clay Como plant to produce the next generation of vehicles. So there was obviously a very great success from the special session last year. Certainly we are hoping that the legislature will focus on these specific issues that the governor has laid out and pass these quickly.
If my memory is correct here, I show the 6th being, 8 days before the veto session. Mm-hmm. I know your interest is for lawmakers to, as the governor's put it, be crisp about this, move quickly. Are you hoping that a week seems like maybe longer than the governor would like to see them work, but what are you hoping for?
we're hoping that by working efficiently, they can get this work done in an expeditious manner. There's not a specific time frame laid out on the back end, but we believe that the legislators certainly are capable of getting this work done in a timely fashion. The veto session is scheduled for September 14th. This is the Tuesday before that day, and we hope that they're able to get this get these issues that are vital for job development, for job creation, as well as for tax credit reform, that they can address these quickly and move on these and work in such a way that it will be responsive to being efficient with taxpayer dollars as well too.
And let me ask you about that, Scott, because I know that this is the jobs priorities here are ones that several lawmakers have spoken in the importance of, so I don't think the governor is alone in that. But mm-hmm. What makes it so urgent to go ahead and do this? Why not wait until the next regular session?
You know, we believe that these are issues that made it very close to the finish line in several cases, and that really we've got to get these issues out there and addressed and get bills passed in order to continue the recovery that we're seeing. We've had very good economic news over the course of the last few months, particularly that our unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in more than 2 years. That Missouri has received excellent credit ratings from evaluations from several leading groups that look at these types of things. We think that we've gotten very good news on the economic front. We want to continue that, and we need to keep this momentum going. It's also important to note that the governor has said that damage assessments are going to continue in areas of the state that have been affected by the natural disasters, including Joplin and Northwest Missouri, and that once we know the full extent of that damage, we're going to work with the General Assembly to determine how we can best finance recovery and the rebuilding efforts.
And that was one of the things I want to ask you about, too, here's the call that's outlined today, whether it be disaster assistance. I know there are some who are trying to see if they can find a way to make the Ameren bill work. Are there other issues the governor wants to see or is open to being added to this special session?
Right now, what he has laid out on Monday is the extent of what the governor wants the General Assembly to cover in the special session, and it is it will be monumental enough for them to go ahead and work on these things. We believe that these are the key issues that they ought to address during the special session. So, no, this would be what the governor expects them to address, and is why he specifically designated these issues.
And particularly if the disaster issue does come up, as you were just describing, again, the assessment continues, but could we see some of that withheld money be addressed?
At this point, we're continuing with those assessments, and we've just got to see what those numbers come out like. But, the governor's committed to recovery and rebuilding in those parts of the state that were hit hard by disasters this year. We'll continue to work with the legislature on making sure that we are we continue to be responsive to the needs of those parts of the state, and what that may continue at this point, and what form that may take. It's not set yet. But certainly, the governor's continued his commitment to helping out those folks in Joplin, those folks in southeast Missouri and northwest Missouri, and other parts that have been hit by disasters.